last time on Painted Black.
Like, why would you ever fuck with a wild animal? I would never slap any wild animal. Never.
My dad hit a raccoon once.
Yeah, I poked one with a golf club one time.
I think everyone got a little confused. He's talking about these were Latino people.
Right.
What he meant by alien. Legal alien.
No, the driver...
Take this car back to your planet.
Take it back to your planet. Mexico.
Sweetheart.
To your fucking Mexican planet.
Women's soccer? That's
we
a thing?
We don't talk women's sport. That's not
we're
news.
Not talking about the sport. We're talking about domestic abuse charges. It's hilarious.
That's not news. There was probably a guy down the block that hit his wife.
No, this is great. No. This is way better.
This is illegal. You have to sign your actual name.
My name is the situation.
Look at my birth certificate. What? It
says you're a dickhead.
Right? Dirty talk. Just a little dirty talk. And slam. Right in or right out. Whichever direction you want to go in.
They're on, like, such a cultural delay. Like, Canada is still in, like, last decade. Like, they're just getting to Nickelback. While, like, fucking Russia is, like, in the 90s. It just hit the 90s, man. Like,
Godsmack. Oh. Awesome.
Oh, Macarena, good song.
No.
These Nirvana, they will have many albums.
Yeah, right.
I see it now.
The music, it's so high-spirited. It's good. Reminds me of Mother Russia. Michael Jordan,
Mother
Chicago
Russia.
Bulls, number one.
I like your Wayne Gretzky.
Yes.
And your Nike shoes.
Twin Peaks, Great American Show.
Dynamite.
This cartoon rabbit, very funny.
What's up, dog?
They're way behind. How do they ever get into space? Today is the day for tomorrow and then so we can keep this party going for the rest of our lives. Today is the day for tomorrow and then so we can keep this party going for the rest of our lives. Welcome back to the Week in Review with Painted Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrd.
So we just finished watching the World Cup game, and quick question, who around the room is high right now?
Yeah, I'm really high.
Yeah.
I'm actually low because of the loss.
But there's a lot of glassy eyes looking around here.
I got, yo, Ken's got fishbowl eyes looking at me, bro.
Yeah, I'm really high.
I like that you're still rocking the flag.
You gotta fucking still rock the flag, man. Yeah. I'm still American. Mm-hmm. Just not a proud American.
Fuck Belgium
fan.
And their waffles and Van Damme.
And their
I like
chocolate.
Their beer, though.
What beer they make?
Belgian style beer.
Nah. Is there a particular one you could
it's sissy
throw at me?
It's sissy and weak.
Sissy weak beer.
Sissy and weak.
Not a fan of that. I like strong red top beer. Let you know you're drinking something.
Yeah. A little hair on your chest.
Yeah. Disgusting beer. I love Budweiser Reds.
A little rot in your gut.
Anyway, this is Painted Black Podcast. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yeah, USA, USA, USA.
We got Lou.
What's up, y'all?
And the new regular. I think it's safe to call you a regular.
Yeah. I'm just around a lot.
Ken's here.
Make that booty clap. Why don't you? Why don't you?
They make the clap.
Why don't you? No, wiggle it, wiggle it.
I just like the slight crackle to your voice.
Just a little bit.
We actually were supposed to have Mikey on today, but he was so bummed that he
left out of sadness.
He left out of sadness. He hasn't been on since like 4 or 5 months. He's like, he was psyched, and then all of a sudden the USA lost, and he's just like, guys, I'm going to go home, maybe hit my girl. I don't know.
He's gonna cry in the shower.
What did he expect for them to go all the way? Like, that wasn't a realistic thing, right?
Yeah, it's not.
We got played by those white Belgian dudes.
Right. I got kind of like scoffed at before, but I was kind of saying it's like the UK's aeronautics program. No one's winning any medals there, and everyone's like, "Whoa, they're making way big advances in planes."
Do you really want to start this again?
I do a little bit because fuck all you guys with your like, obviously
there's England. Just way better countries to pick and way better programs to choose.
No, aeronautics and like, England, I think is good right now.
This is like, this is a Mexico space program.
I don't know what you were doing today. We ran into something about aeronautics.
I know.
And you decided to crowbar it into a conversation twice now.
Look, I'm crowbarring into this. Look, they're planes.
I've had enough of your blatant attack on the European Aeronautics Division.
The Royal Air Force drops a bomb on your car.
Look, fuck the Flying Reds, okay? I don't care.
The Flying Reds?
Yeah.
Now they're commies.
Yeah.
Goddamn commie Brits.
Yeah, those Brits. Them well, we have Stalinism.
Speaking of, on the show, we have a new segment to actually test our knowledge on, you know.
Well, we'll get to that.
Other nations.
First, I should ask, it is a late recording today. We're doing it on a, what is today, Tuesday?
Today's a Tuesday.
Fuck.
Or it's early for next week. Mm-hmm. Fuck you guys.
Whatever. When do you normally put these up?
I actually started doing them right after we stopped. We actually stopped recording. I do it now because I was getting lazy.
All
right,
so apologies for the late episode. Mm-hmm. But why don't we just jump right in then? We'll do some news with Lou.
Yep.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
All right, I'm kind of picking them as we go. We'll see what happens.
Fly by fucking Mickey Mouse operation we got going on here today.
No, I like
break
it. I like
Mickey
it
Mouse
more or less.
Shit.
I think when it's too stiff, you know.
Lou likes it when it's real stiff.
Right.
Rock solid.
It's a nice segue into this next one. You remember when this dude who had like loose ties to the Wu-Tang cut off his own dick and threw himself out of a building?
Yeah.
Yes.
He got it reattached. And he's so eager to show people that it still works.
He's doing porn?
He wants to do porn.
Ew.
He's trying to get into porn.
Nobody wants to see his fucking crooked reattached dick.
Right.
Gangrene is.
Of course they do, man. Everyone loves a train wreck.
Remember, didn't John Wayne Bobbitt try that?
Yeah, he was in it successfully. He was a successful porn star.
Was he a successful porn star?
I mean, he was.
I guess he was in a porn, so that makes him successful.
I thought his dick into vagina, so
I thought he was just an extra.
All right.
Now we got the Wu-Tang going since we're talking about Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Shame on
the motherfucker. Well, they have since said, like we don't know this nigga. Like,
shame on him.
Like, shame on him.
We kind of knew him back in the day, but he's not us. And he is.
He bought weed from us for a couple of years.
Right. That must have pissed them off so bad whenever they saw the article, like, artist affiliated with the Wu-Tang Clan. Like, who the fuck is this guy?
Right.
Is he really an artist, too? Like. Come on.
It was rapper, whatever the fuck.
Was he really the candy rapper? He was.
What's his rapper name?
I think it's
Butterfingers.
D-less.
He has been repping this shit like crazy, and he's wearing a shirt that says North Star. I assume that's him.
MC Bobbitt.
I don't know. Enough about, you know, Wu-Tang side
they
projects.
Call him Joey Two Legs.
Call him DJ Halfcock.
But this guy's quote here. When people ask him if it's still functional, he says,
nope.
He goes, does it work? Can Chris Brown dance? Can Kanye West rant?
No.
Can Jay-Z fight off a trick? That's his response.
What?
I don't know.
So
I
mean, basically, he didn't answer that question. His dick doesn't work.
Right.
But in short, no.
It's a prosthetic.
Yelling out,
I have a pump. Doesn't work.
He's yelling out all this random nonsense like, can Jay-Z fight off a trick? What the hell does that mean?
Okay.
No, he can't. Your dick don't work, does
didn't
it, buddy?
Jay-Z just get beat up in an elevator?
Solange. Beat that ass.
Right. So, so much for that shit. I guess his dick don't work. That's the news.
That's the news.
That's the news on this
dickless bastard.
Right.
So he wants to do porn, but he's not doing porn.
Yeah, he shouldn't cut his dick off.
You probably should not cut your dick off.
If you were looking to do porn, don't cut your dick off.
Well, you know what? It's weird, because... His ultimate goal was kill yourself. Why the dick cutting?
Maim yourself first.
PCP.
Why the dick cutting?
Fuck my dick.
If you're gonna kill yourself,
I'm out of here.
Bath
salts.
Fuck
my dick.
I don't know.
I might cut my dick off before I kill myself. It's the same thing to do.
But there's always that risk.
To stop any donors.
Why,
like,
yeah. Why are we trying to fucking pick the mind of a fucking really clinically insane man?
Of a motherfucking nut.
Yeah. All right, let's get off of this fucking guy.
Fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what we got. Let's see. New York, they're trying to ban subway dancers and performers in the subway.
Yeah, there's something more annoying than getting on the subway and having like three black kids clear the subway so that one kid can like b-boy it.
You're right.
Then they want money.
You know what would be all a lot right. cooler? If it was like 19-year-old chicks giving you lap dances.
Okay.
They would get a nice sum.
Right.
I'll tell you that much.
You know, I'm all right with the dances until they start passing that hat around. Like, well, I wasn't that cheap,
motherfucker. You could grab a couple bucks out of there if it wasn't so good.
Were you afraid they might get you Lucky Dime Scrooge?
What the fuck? Yeah.
Just saying, like, it's not always great.
If
like,
you weren't feeling their b-boyness, you could take a few bucks.
Strippers are fantastic.
No, I'm just talking about your everyday panhandling
stripper. She's awesome.
You know,
if there are panhandling strippers, I'll be more than happy to oblige them.
All right.
Well, you wouldn't get a Subway fucking sexy dance.
I'm talking about just some dude breakdancing.
I don't want
that at all.
Subway sexy dance.
I'm just talking about some dude.
Episode name. Listen up.
I mean, if it's a chick, then yeah, I want my sexy dance.
Sure. I mean, the Subway has got the poles like every 5 feet.
Right.
It's perfect.
Basically, it's literally
built for it. Yeah. All they need is a bar.
It's kind of made for it, really.
That's kind of an amazing idea.
Yeah, a bar. Right? Maybe it's a cigar.
You see, like a DJ instead of a driver of the train. Like, coming up next, it's
I got an iPhone.
D-Train. Right.
You make the last car.
D-Train like sounds like something I don't want.
Right. She's a hefty one.
She's a big black girl.
Oh my god.
The D-Train.
She's a big Dominican girl.
D-Train out there. The D-Train.
Mm-hmm. She'll crush you with that ass.
Man. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
So this guy.
What's going on?
I mean, there's some political
shit. So they're trying to outlaw it.
Yeah, I mean, arrests have risen.
This is like some draconian 300%. Fucking footloose shit, bro.
Yeah, right? But we don't allow dancing in our little town.
We're out dancing. Don't you dare shake those feet.
Like, people are saying this is just another way to target minorities.
Well, yeah, you know, it's not the white kids trying to make a couple bucks dancing in the subways.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do white people do? Like,
usually the
street magic?
They have great jobs.
Street magic?
No, crappy acoustic guitars.
They drive Priuses in the suburbs.
And have real jobs.
No, he's right.
Good family at home.
You'll see like that white hippie who can't quite play guitar.
And yeah, I mean, he's kind of playing a saxophone, but not really.
You know, if you're walking by somebody either shooting, pissing, sleeping, playing a musical instrument in the subway, it's usually a minority.
Or a Vietnam vet, like those guys.
Who's also a minority.
Yes. Yeah. Or a white guy, whatever.
Yeah. Who's also a minority. Really, yeah.
All right, next story.
All right, so we have this family that hired like a live-in nanny. They decide they don't want her anymore. They fire her. But she's refusing to get out of the house.
Squatter's rights.
Squatter's rights? I've never understood that.
If you're there, it's hard to kick you out.
Yeah.
Why don't they just...
Where's this taking place? New York? If it's in New York, they're fucked. New York's got like...
California.
Maybe I'll get her out.
California.
California's really lax, though. They're like, listen, lady, we're going to fire you. We want you to leave. She's like, I'm really feeling it here. It's got good vibes.
You got great furniture. I'm not leaving.
You got really fast internet.
Listen, you know, she's not even... She's some old woman. She's an old
woman.
She's
like, listen, I was planning on dying here.
I never understood why squatters' rights.
I've got nowhere else to go.
Like, why don't they just forcibly throw her on her ass?
You're not allowed to do that.
Why?
Because it's not humane.
Trespassing.
She needs somewhere to live.
So you can stand your ground, but you can't throw some old bitch on her ass? Listen,
hey, look. She was wearing a hoodie and she was a black male between 16 and 30.
They toss her right
wherever.
The fuck out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Does
she gets shot.
Pay anything to live there?
No,
she was paid to stay there.
Right.
So how is it you don't pay rent and they kick you out?
You can't do that to somebody.
It was...
You got to give them like a good amount of time to get their stuff together and find a new place to live. Mm. And if she's claiming that she can't do that and they were her sole means of survival, we're a coddling nanny state, bro. We'll hear that. We'll hear that in the courts. Judge will be like, hey, feel your pain, man.
What race was the nanny?
White.
No, yeah, obviously, was she like? She was like Georgian, probably. That's where they're all coming from now.
Oh, I think she's Irish.
What's her name?
I think
Ruthie McFlanagan.
McNanny McLady who squats. It's an ironic name.
Squats?
Yes.
No, I'm getting it mixed ironic up name. with a different story. Her name is Diane Stretton.
Okay.
I can't tell you what that is.
Not
probably,
Irish.
Probably English.
She just looks
white. My name is Diane Stretton.
Sounds like a bitch Paul McCartney's trying to marry.
I got one leg.
Great. Right. Sounds like my type.
Give me all your money.
She's coming up with all sorts of shit like, it's too hot out, I can't go. The press is outside.
It's too hot out, and I don't like the look of those teenagers.
She probably makes the fattest turkey sandwiches every night. Like, takes all the cold cuts, put it in, like, two big, like, double slices of bread.
Yo, why don't we hire this bitch to come make us some turkey sandwiches?
Well, she's freeloading. That sounds fantastic. She's like DJ Jazzy Jeff in that place, bro. Like, she's just taking advantage.
If she throws in a hand job every night, I'm fucking, I'll hire her. A turkey sandwich and a hand job.
Oh, you know what?
An old lady?
Speaking of the Fresh Prince, you need to, like, Uncle call her, man. Just be like, throw her ass
right. Jazzy Jeff say, right the difference was Jazzy Jeff got his ass thrown physically out the door. Right.
This is a very polite white family, not like a straight-to-the-point black family.
They're probably beating around the bush. They're like, so... You started looking at places, and she's like, nope.
Mm-hmm. Nope, I'm looking at this place. It's got great commodities here.
I looked at a place, yours.
It's got a family full of suckers letting me live rent-free in it.
Did you see that swimming pool out there? Mm. I've been looking at that place.
I've been taking laps in it.
Since about breakfast.
I've been washing my laundry in it. Weird, right? You do have a fucking laundry.
It's like, oh, that's weird. We have a washing machine.
I like paying for soap. Chlorine's fine with me.
Like, we have detergent down there too.
You're the nanny, you should know all this.
Like, I've been washing the kids' clothes in the pool for years. They never seem to mind.
What are you talking?
The socks at the toilet.
I've never washed your clothes in the washing machine. I've consistently washed in the pool. You live in California.
Yeah.
It's open all year round.
I just put the clothes on the kids, throw them in the pool, drag them out with that fishing net thing.
I put them on the fence, let them dry.
Set them in the sun for a minute.
It's a whole process.
Yeah.
No wonder this bitch got fired.
She had no idea how to do laundry.
What a terrible man.
Fat-ass turkey sandwiches.
Dude, the big, almost thick up for it. Sandwiches.
Like with a little bit of mayo?
Mm-hmm.
Swiss cheese?
All
right, Lou. You're clearly high because you're hungry.
I can go for a fat-ass turkey sandwich myself.
Damn, me too. Let's order some of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys, but I would straight just palm her face and throw her on the ground.
I told you. I'd Uncle Carter.
I'd put my hand in the air and fucking mush this old bitch.
You'd have to be like, listen, Nanny, where do you keep the step stool around here?
I would Uncle Carter that bitch, though. I'd grab her by the scruff of her neck and then, like right the... I guess, like, the waist pants.
Right.
And they're like, woo!
And then one of your neighbors will call the cops, and the cops will come and beat you down with billy clubs.
It's better than your fucking solution, which is get old lady handjobs.
That's his answer for everything, though.
You're going to get arrested for pounding an old lady's face. I'm going to get a handjob and a turkey sandwich every night.
Your dick is going to be so dusty
from
old handjobs.
Yo, nobody buys more KY jelly than old people.
That's not a fact.
What?
It is.
It's not a fact.
No.
I worked at
I
worked at a store that sold KY jelly. More old people bought that than any young people.
What store was that?
Harmon's.
Were they wearing glasses?
You worked at Harmon's?
Did they buy
110?
No. On Old Country Road.
Did they buy the wrong shit? Were they mean to buy petroleum jelly?
I don't like to buy this KY.
To preserve their old flesh?
What do you think? Old people don't get down?
No.
Old people get down.
You've never heard that they do. A lot.
Old people getting down is like Yeti sightings.
No, you're lying to yourself.
They're doing everything.
They're getting down. They're getting frisky.
All their spouses are dead. They're single again for the first time in 40 years.
They're like single at 70.
Yep.
And they're getting risky and frisky.
They don't have to worry about STDs as much because they're already old and dying.
They're like, I don't care if I die from AIDS or old age.
They are laying pipe.
It's not a sound bite. I don't know what.
Yeah.
Make that booty clap. Why don't you?
All right.
Why don't you know?
Let's see. What else we got?
How did we end up on old people's sex?
That was all Ken.
How didn't we?
That was all Ken.
Well, it's true. Old people in the KY jelly. I would not be getting dry hand jobs is what it comes down to. I'm getting well-lubricated hand jobs and great turkey sandwiches.
You're like the finer the wine, the sweeter the taste.
The older the berry, sweeter the juice.
Right.
I'm just saying, you guys are going to fucking jail for beating up an old lady, and I'm getting hand jobs and turkey sandwiches, and I'm the loser? You're crazy. I'm winning. Charlie Sheen style.
You're going to get Charlie Chaplin disease from that bitch.
Yeah.
Why? Because she invented the hand job?
No, because she's old. I imagine that's an old disease.
Yeah. Charlie Chaplin disease?
You're going to not be able to talk.
What am I going to get, a little stupid mustache and a stove pipe?
A Hitler mustache, and you're going to be mute.
A stove pipe hat?
I think you just invented the greatest disease ever. One that turns you into a mute Hitler.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Do wacky stuff all day.
What, you fucking old bitch?
Like, why is Ken walking around all funny with an umbrella? Like,
he's
got Charlie Chaplin disease.
Why does he keep getting stuck in oversized gears?
Don't get a hand job from Ken. You're going to get Charlie Chaplin disease, too.
Try not to catch a hand job from Ken in general. But...
Boy, I got soft, supple hands.
No way. You got mitts. All right, next story.
Oh, Warren.
All right, so you guys ever hear of the Sex Museum?
The Sex Museum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one in Manhattan?
Exactly.
Been there.
So they have a new attraction. I don't know
who strippers. This is.
Who they're trying to get with this new attraction.
Let's hear it.
It's a bouncy castle.
Made of fake boobs. I want to go.
It's just a bunch of tits all
is
over.
Is that really
place.
It?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to do that?
I want to.
Of course, I would lay on that all day. I'm going to go pay admission actually on Saturday and just lay on the bouncy castle.
When I was there, the exhibits were like STDs of the past, pornography,
Charlie Chaplin disease,
Charlie Chaplin disease, right. And then the top floor was, I believe, animal dicks. This sounds way better than all of that.
Animal dick sounds pretty fucking crazy.
It was horrifying. You ever see a turtle dick? No. It'll haunt you. Nightmares.
What does it look like?
An inverted umbrella.
Oh my god! How does that work?
I don't know, but it...
What does it do with
that opens.
Thing?
It opens. It's weird.
It's like a Venus flytrap kind of thing.
It's like, oh my god.
I think
like,
it goes in and then it spreads.
It's like Bowser's tail.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Wait, Bowser's tail? Yeah.
You know, Bowser's tail is gross.
Bowser from Mario?
His tail doesn't invert.
It's got like a big ball and a spike, though.
That's, well, alright.
Does it have a spike on that shit?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so. But whatever. Enough Mario Brothers stuff. Bouncy castle made of boobs.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not just white tits. It's all colors.
I wouldn't discriminate. I would jump on the black one.
You want to jump on an Indian tit?
Do you have a picture?
Yeah, let me turn it around for you.
Oh, I want to go there.
Yeah. Got a bunch of adults.
I don't care if it's boob shaped or not. That's a bouncy house. That just looks like a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely down with it.
Yeah. All right, bring your kids.
No, this is for the whole family, baby. Just, you know, I'm going to have a minute to myself in here, all right?
Yeah. Bouncing in a different way.
You're going to have a cleanup in here. It was delicious. All right.
Gross.
Next.
Oh, it was delicious.
Delicious?
Fucking fell.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. All right, so we've heard this kind of story before. Woman in Kansas facing arson charges. You guess what she was trying to do?
Start a fire?
No.
Oh, I know this one. I don't want to ruin it, but I know the answer.
Ken, any ideas?
Wait, she was trying to start a fire?
She set a fire.
She set a fire? Was she trying to warm herself?
Accidentally.
Oh, smoking some weed.
No.
Is this the one I'm thinking of?
Trying to kill a spider.
Yep, that's one I was thinking.
Oh, well, some of those suckers you got to burn.
Didn't we do a story where they were trying to kill a snake?
Oh, yeah.
And they burned their house down.
She lit her entire backyard on fire with gasoline.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah, I remember that story. That's a good one. That's a good way to kill a snake, too.
Well, does it work for spiders? Did she get the spider?
It just says attempt, so I assume
the
no.
The spider got away.
Right. Now, I actually have a Redditor, right?
Do you happen to see the picture on Reddit this week of the fucking snake that was retaining the water?
No, I did not.
Holy shit. It was a boa constrictor, and it looked like a kiddie pool. And then this guy told the story in the comments, and he was telling about how his buddy used to like have a 20-foot boa constrictor, and they used to give it a bath, and he used to do the same thing. It would just like curl up, and it curls up so tight that it retains water.
When you say retains water...
It's like a kiddie pool.
Gross.
Oh, you mean like it makes like a
it's
seal.
Like an airtight seal against the ground.
I'm looking for it.
It's fucking creepy. It was so creepy. It was in pics.
Alright.
I'm looking.
So, this lady at 1:30 a.m. decides she's going to amass a pile of towels, light that on fire... And then somehow...
Keep it
I actually
spider.
Get the spider.
I actually have a quote from her. Didn't
apparently,
work out.
Apparently no one was injured, but you know, the building only suffered some light smoke damage. And firefighters found multiple points of origin. So apparently this bitch was trying to light fires all over the place to get this fucker.
There was a lot of spiders.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's a nest in here, man.
Spiders are like
isn't
Pringles.
It the end of arachnophobia anyway?
Lighting towels on fire?
No, like he shoots a spider and it blows up in the fuse box or something, catches fire.
That movie was gross.
I don't even remember that movie. It kind of sucked.
John Goodman was awesome. All right, next.
I can't find a snake.
All right.
I wish I took a picture of it.
Yeah, let's do a religious story. Dozens injured after floor collapses during religious gathering.
Awesome. Right. It was God's will. Right.
What do you think about that?
Awesome.
Right.
It just proves to you that God doesn't like dancing.
By the way, I love Lou's style of doing the news.
Yeah.
Thing Giggle? Happens.
So this happened.
What do you think?
Awesome, right?
You need info? Fuck it.
Floor collapses. You know.
That's why you don't dance.
What religion was it?
It doesn't even.
I need to know which one God hates.
Right.
Whoa.
Come on, Luke, tell us all about it.
It's a very short story, but it doesn't say what religion.
What kind of church? Something.
It looks like a normal fucking house.
It's a Mongolian church.
Well, that's why.
It's probably like fucking Jehovah's Witnesses or something.
And horses.
But they said
snake handlers.
Those are all horse lords.
They said the second
they
floor.
They were losing their religion. What?
Right. The second floor was designed to hold 6 people, and there were as many as 40 upstairs.
What kind of rickety ass second floor only can hold 6 people?
That shit in the Ninja Turtles when they kept chopping it?
Yeah.
No, like, you put a couch up there, you're done for.
Yeah.
No, it's like you put the couch, it's like, everyone's like, whoa, stop.
Only it's a two people couch. Right.
One person per room.
Get the dog out.
Get the fuck out of here. That's it for that.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. What kind of shed were they staying in?
It looks like a normal, like, it's like a duplex. It's like some shitty
It looks
duplex.
Like a house, but that can't be a house.
It's a bunch of snake charmers, bro.
Yeah, right.
This happened in India.
Snake
bunch
handlers.
Of snake charmers.
Nice going, God. Fail.
Epic fail, God.
Womp womp.
Try harder.
Well, I'm knowing it all powerful.
Right.
It got messed up by an apple. The Garden of Eden. All right,
let's do this one. Man buried alive and killed. I guess that's obvious.
What happened first?
Reading the title here. While digging sand tunnel on the beach.
Oh, I heard about this one, too.
What kind of super crazy awesome tunnel was he digging?
It wasn't even that awesome.
Bullshit.
The guy dug 2 6-foot holes.
There was this hot bitch laying on the sand. He's like, I got to get close.
Not sure why he was digging that. Like, that sounds like burying bodies type of shit.
Maybe he's just trying to get a good workout.
And then...
No, because seriously, if you're digging that deep at the beach, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing with your day?
Drinking like a lot of beers.
And
I want
you. And then
you saw him. He's trying to get a chick at it.
That's like a 18 pack at the beach day.
I need
you wake up at 7:30. You buy 18
6-foot holes in the beach to put my beer. Right.
Well, no, you just got nothing else to do but drink beers and dig holes.
What are you doing today, Ken? Drinking and digging?
Well, when you drank beers for the last 7 days and didn't dig holes, drinking beers and digging holes sounds like a pretty good fucking idea.
I know how I'm spending my fourth.
I gotta make dunes.
But it's the 4th of July. You use a couple blockbusters. You can have that whole thing in no time.
But he didn't get into trouble until he tried to join the two holes.
That's
the
tricky part.
How did it collapse?
You gotta brace them.
Yeah.
He sunk the beach.
You need some
it's
wood in
fucking
there.
Sand.
Yeah, you need to support them.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you need a little support there. That's just a structural problem. Nobody would help a brother out.
They didn't know. He's in 6 feet deep holes.
Was he a short man?
Shorter than 6 feet.
He wasn't a tall man. So.
He must have made a pretty decent in if it killed him when it collapsed.
Right.
Like, you think there'd be a subtle collapse as he went, like, sort of digging the bottom out of these holes?
He kept sinking deeper. He was like, wait. And he kept shifting and he kept going a little bit deeper.
Maybe if I just dig a little more. No. Maybe a little more.
All right, let me just try this. I'm going to dig the opposite way.
I'm going to eat my way out of here. So dry.
So parched.
Next.
Let's see. Well, this one's kind of retarded. There, recently this dude got in trouble because he left his kid in the car and it died. year.
Well, yeah, you would probably get in trouble for that.
I usually do.
Yeah.
He's from Georgia. He's 33. The thing is...
Doesn't make you a bad person.
What made this story different is...
Wait a minute. Yes, it does.
Prior to doing this, he researched what would happen if you leave a kid in the car.
So this was an experiment?
No, he probably left the kid in the car and was like, oh... Fuck, I left the kid in the car.
He's not dead. Let me do a little
research. He Googled it. Let me check the Google was just a skull and crossbones. It was like,
he's like, oh, shit. Google confirmed it. I'm fucked.
His story is that he forgot to drop the kid off on his way to work.
So wait, how old is the kid?
Old enough to not open up the car and leave.
Yeah, it's got to be an infant.
He's just about 1 year old.
Shit.
A little, that sucks.
He's a sick bastard.
And
whoops, I forgot the kid in the car.
Like he went through his work day. Apparently, during the work day, came out to the car. Still didn't notice that there was a child in the car.
Of course he did.
And being charged with murder.
Sounds like murder.
As he should be. He murdered a baby.
Yeah. And the wife.
If you looked that up beforehand, that should be murder one, because that sounds like premeditated murder if I've ever heard it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, the wife also
is being too?
Identified as a suspect. Because she's defending him, saying, well, I've researched children dying in cars before, too. So...
Murderer.
Trying to be like, oh, everyone researches it?
I'm actually looking that up right now.
Like, clearly, I've never looked that shit up.
And Katz is right, it's a skull and crossbones.
Right?
Now keep your babies away from Ken.
Right. Yeah, man, that... Come on, man.
He'll strangle your cat.
How stupid do you gotta be to be like, do you even look it up? Like, if I leave my child in a car alone, it could get pretty warm in there and maybe fry it to death.
Pete, I'm a great babysitter. I got double pane fucking windows. You can't even hear those suckers crying.
When?
You got an isolation chamber? You just smoke them out?
Oh, God. You're a sick fuck if you... And come on. Don't give me the excuse, I forgot. No, you didn't forget. Yeah. You can't forget. You forget to put your clothes in the dryer.
When your baby dies,
you forget your cell phone
because you left it in the car, the appropriate response is not, whoops.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, those Uh-oh. Are the type of things you can forget. You can forget to fucking file something away at work.
Yeah.
You know? You can forget your coffee on the roof of your fucking hood when you drive away. You cannot forget your kid in the car.
Right.
Drop it off.
Come on. Too.
This is so obviously murder.
Yeah.
He said he was supposed to bring it to daycare on his way to work. But...
No, he was like, how do I get rid of this fucking kid?
Right.
Hot car?
Oh, my God, I left him.
Google
car.
Confirms? Oh, no. Whoops.
I'm just a prom night dumpster baby.
It should have been.
I never get to play that. It's grim, but I never get to play that.
He was a fucking 8-hour smoked baby, man.
Right. Oh, hey, let me tell you something. I've never been... 30 seconds where, like, an infant didn't make noise.
Hey, guys, you want to hear unfunny...
Yeah, kids make noise all the time.
Never.
Guys, you want to hear unfunny dead baby joke?
Right.
I got one in my car.
Yeah.
It's mine.
Okay, that was kind of impressive. But awful.
Right.
I don't like this story.
This is... I'm coming up with too many creepy jokes.
The story is starting to creep me out.
Let's go to a slightly... less creepy one.
Oh, we're going to go to a slightly more creepy one.
So, Golden Gate Bridge, you know, it's a lot of people go there to jump and kill themselves, right?
Oh, yeah. You ever see that documentary?
So now...
Yeah, it's crazy with the bridge. Oh, my God.
Fucked up.
They're building a giant net. It's going to cost them almost $80
million. Well, now it's just a...
$80
million? And all the shark lobbyists are against the net.
Now it's just a ride.
They're like, who's going to feed the sharks?
Why don't you just make the wall of the fucking Golden Gate Bridge unclimbable?
No, that would cost $90
million. That would cost more money.
No, it would just
get a ridiculously big net. No, I love that that's a solution, though.
That was Google's solution to... Oh, no, that was Apple's solution to people killing themselves in China.
Big net?
Yeah, we'll put some...
Can we not...
People are jumping out our windows. But we can't lock the windows
because it's kind of hot. Maybe they want to jump off a bridge. Let them jump off a bridge.
No.
Do we need to bring the indignity of, like, being caught in a giant trapeze net?
What do you got to be different for? Climb up to a building like the rest of us and fucking
make a scene
off.
Out of it.
If I knew that there was...
Bring some spectacle. What's wrong with
you? Yeah, but if I knew there was...
everyone around you, goddammit.
If I knew there was a giant trapeze net on the Golden Gate Bridge, I might just jump off to have that a little fucking fun.
You'd probably get arrested for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Most definitely.
But you could maybe go jump with scissors and then, like, jump, have a good time, go, and be out. And then and have a nice two falls, right?
Yeah, you get the long pin drop.
You might get arrested for that.
You might die.
You might cause a murder on that because you cut in the net. What's so the people, thing? The next guy who does it is like, ah!
I don't know if there's going to be like a long line of people. Like, wait a minute, wait. There's still a guy on the net. You can't jump in. Right.
There's like this lady who's like holding her nose and is like, I can't
She's
do
in
it.
An inner tube.
Yeah.
With a little duck head on it.
They should have a water slide in the Golden Gate Bridge. We'd totally stop people from jumping. Because if you went up there, you're like, I'm going to jump a water slide.
And then like a taco stand because nothing can be said when there's tacos
and now
and
people
water
are just going to start hanging themselves. They're going to be jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge with ropes around the
net. Nooses. How high, like, is this, how high above the water is the net?
No. I think
they're not even tricking people. It's right there.
It's high enough for the net to catch you, smack you against the water and kill you, and then bring you back up. They just don't want to fish you out.
It would be great if the net was, like, really tight. So when you jump, you just got, like, pinned up against the side.
This
has to come, like, peel you out.
This isn't, like, fucking circus net. This is like a steel net along the edge.
Would slice you up.
So like, you let me go off thinking that this was like a giant trapeze net.
You said net. You didn't say steel mesh.
This
net.
Is a fence.
It says net on the...
It's a fence.
The point
this
is...
This ruins that's everything.
That's exactly what it sounds like. It sounds like a fence.
It sounds like you guys cut your like Parmesan saying, cheese. Like,
you just described the chain link fence.
You're not... Yeah, it's
you know
right...
You what, Lou? I'm canceling my vacation to San Francisco now. You
God
jerk.
Damn it.
All right. Well, I still like his slide idea. I mean,
tacos and slides is why I'm an American.
Can we get a slide for cheaper than 70 mil?
If you go to the bridge bummed out, I guarantee you halfway through the slide, you're not going to be able to like keep that smile down.
They should put like a packed bowl.
You might be angry for the first few seconds, but then you're like, whee!
to really appreciate that, you need to see Lou's like upset to happy like transition.
Right?
Like,
yeah, oh. Boy. Like, there's no way they'd still be sad.
Like grumpy face. Wee.
Right.
Arms going right up in the air. Yeah.
But I think this is a waste of fucking money.
Yeah.
If people know that they can't jump off the bridge, they're gonna jump off of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Or are they going to take pills?
Like they should be doing.
Yeah.
Kill yourself in fucking conventional ways,
the
assholes.
Bridge is a nice thing because then they kill themselves and there's no cleanup.
Right.
Now all of a sudden you're going to
no, what are you talking about? You got
piles of bodies.
You got to fish a body out and fucking...
Eh.
You're going to have somebody
sharks
fucking
get it.
Jumping on the tracks now.
It'll wash up on Alcatraz.
In season maybe, yeah. I don't know, man. There's no answer to that. I think everyone should be allowed to kill themselves if they want to kill themselves.
I think so too.
Instead of $90 million in a net, you should create a couple jobs and just hire like... A couple of snipers, like the, when you climb the thing, you just get blasted.
Well, would that eliminate
Dr. Kevorkian?
Because now we're spending money on snipers.
Yeah,
and people are still dying.
But, no, well, they're.
Then why don't we just like?
Let it be known that if you climb the Golden Gate Bridge, you will be sniped.
But isn't the whole point that they want to die?
Yeah, that's fine.
So now they're committing death by cop instead.
That's cool.
So,
but you're creating jobs.
Why are we
helping the community?
Okay.
Why don't they pay a few Mexicans to watch them?
Well, that's gonna
watch the bridge, man.
Just what? No, you don't go up there.
No.
We're gonna mow the Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah. Like the
that'll last until they tell them their stops the story, and then all you're gonna hear is this right before that guy jumps. As the Mexican jumps over the edge. With him.
That's racist, bro.
Okay.
I like that. What do we like him?
I'm Hispanic. I don't give a shit.
All right, next.
All right. You remember Erica Badu?
Yes.
That fucking bitch from, what was it, the Fugees?
No, that's not Erica Badu. That's
Lauren Hill.
Oh, wrong dumb bitch.
Erica Badu.
Erica Badu. She had the big headdress.
Terrible haircut.
Yeah, yo, she was having a bunch of kids by a bunch of dudes.
You think her fucking pussy had dreadlocks?
Didn't she... Wasn't she like fucking
Andre 2000?
Yeah.
She was fucking with Andre 2000?
3000.
Oh, he was the 3000, sorry, not the 2000.
He
model.
Got
the
upgraded. Prior model.
Upgrade.
Wait, he changed his name to 3000? No, or
It was always 3.
It was always 3.
Because that would be awesome if like he was like no. That
when
was,
he was a boy, he was Andre 1000.
In the 90s, it was 2000.
I'm a better model now.
Right.
I'm Andre 3000.
Now he does shaving commercials. He's up to 3000.
Yeah.
So basically, this bitch's career is down the tubes. She's done nothing since like the 90s.
No shit.
Again, though, do you think her vagina
I can't
has
even say. I can't even name a song.
None.
You guys know a song?
Not from Erykah Badu. I can name Lauryn Hill songs.
I thought she was more famous when I thought she was someone else.
Well, you thought she was Lauryn Hill. Who was
yeah,
famous.
I was like, oh, well, at least the she Fugees had. Are awesome. At least she did something. But this bitch did next to nothing when she was famous.
Was she ever really famous? Could anyone, if anyone saw her, would they know it was her?
I think
Erykah Badu. If she wasn't wearing the head wrap.
But no. How much fun are you having saying Badu?
Badu.
Right.
Yeah. Badu.
So
I think that's half the reason she was famous.
The headdress and the Badu.
I'm going to get the new Badu album.
Yeah. I'm not even going to listen to it. I'm just going to look at it and say it.
Got to throw Badu. It right out.
So,
what'd she
this
do?
Is a local story. Pix 11, you know, the news.
Is it the end of the Badu?
No. This is what she actually did.
Some dude, the reporter, was just doing his live broadcast on the street.
Mm-hmm.
She happens by in this ridiculous fucking hat. I mean, it kind of looks like... It looks like... Yeah, I didn't understand that.
When it hits your lips, it's so good.
The hat?
She was drunk.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, that, they all don't hit. Right?
Okay.
You can't hit a home run every time. Though.
It looks this is like a fucking 10-gallon hat.
She's trying to cash in on that giant Pharrell hat thing.
Is that what that is? I thought it was like the Kentucky Derby.
It's
something.
Like the Pharrell hat was big and stupid, and this one is like tall and it looks like a stovepipe.
Yeah. So she's just trolling this reporter that she happens upon, doing like the finger in the hand, like sex thing. And she's just like behind him the whole time.
Get mad childish.
Is that the video?
Yeah. She tries to kiss him and he's like, back the fuck up. And pushes her out of the fucking shot.
Oh shit.
Right.
I used to be famous.
Like, get the fuck out of here, you has been. Like, and she's wearing
a giant stupid hat.
I used to be Erykah Badu. I know who you used to be.
It looks like she's wearing a man's suit jacket, some really fucked up tank top, jazzercise pants.
Wait a minute.
And like fucking
explain what
jazzercise
pants look like.
They're like yoga pants with a weird 80s print on them.
Yeah.
It's something that Mickey Rourke would wear.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Like picture the wrestler.
And like fucking Mr. T gold chains.
I plead the fool.
She's like, I got $18 million from selling albums, and they're all around my neck.
She made that much.
She probably made a lot of money.
Man, she was
all head wraps.
I do. Right.
She was fucking filthy rich on the head wrap.
She has a gigantic boat full of head wraps. Nothing to do with them.
How come she didn't hook up with the one black dude from MTV? That one.
Sway.
Yeah. Sway. It's just been
too much head wraps.
Too much head wrap envy.
They get tangled.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They probably get stuck together. Those.
Yeah. All right.
Only one head wrap per couple.
Per couple.
All right, let's see. You want to hear about how New Jersey's even worse than us again?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
All right. So.
And Jill is not here to defend Jersey, so it's going to be Jersey bashing day, baby.
Listen. Whenever she defends Jersey, I just gonna be like,
shut up.
We all kind of have the same face, so we're all just like, no.
Stop claiming Sinatra, all right? He was born there, he hated it.
Springsteen.
That's why he sung New York, New York.
Exactly. What do they have? Like, can anyone think of anything?
Good, but he's no Billy Joel.
Right. I think they.
You're in a New York frame of mind.
Right? He's no Rod Stewart.
Right.
I wouldn't start
that's
that
far. Rod Stewart?
Rod.
Oh. He's forever young.
Oh, you got something against Rod Stewart?
Yeah, he sucks.
All right, Pete, I lost a lot of respect for you. Right there.
Really?
No, he didn't.
The line in the sand is drawn over Rod Stewart?
Rod Stewart is the... I got a Rod Stewart album on my phone.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I feel that, like,
I think you haven't gotten Rod. Stoned and listened to fucking Maggie May. You should.
Forever young.
Yo, Rod Stewart's the man. Fuck you guys.
What was that song he did with Sting and Bryan Adams in the fucking Musketeer movie?
I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
That was a good movie.
Was that Rod Stewart?
It was Rod Stewart, Bryan Adams, and Sting.
Bryan Adams, a Canadian fucking powerhouse.
Wasn't that the All for One?
Yeah.
All for Love.
It's all for one and all for love. Yeah, he sucks.
That's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That is a horrible fucking song.
Sucks a dick.
That was a Bryan Adams song. That was a Bryan Adams song. How can you hate on Rod Stewart?
Rod Stewart?
Like this. Fuck Rod Stewart.
Yeah. Oh, God. You guys are terrible.
What love do I have for Rod Stewart?
Let me get the bottle right open.
Anyway, Jersey.
Your herbs.
Okay, so even their burglars are a step below standard burglars.
Obviously, they're stealing from people in Jersey.
Where are we going to steal tonight?
We're going to get some hairspray, some fucking eyeliner. We're going to get those fucking spandex pants, some fucking 6-inch heels.
We're going to dress like Erykah Badu.
Yeah.
Right. So, they broke into this lady's house. They took her iPad, her MacBook, her jewelry.
Nothing good on any of that stuff.
And those fucking scoundrels even made off with the family dog.
They took the dog?
Yes.
How's a baby?
Is that how they got caught?
No, they haven't been caught.
No tag on the dog?
I mean, it wasn't like...
No chip?
No
that's
chip,
what I mean. No chip? Oh, well, that's what you get for being fucking cheap.
What a... Bennett Arnold dog. That you,
like,
you don't come back.
You're right.
He's like, yo, take me with you. Take me with you.
These people stink. They never feed me, man. Yeah. You got all types of food.
I'll show you where the jewelry is.
Mm-hmm. Like a pointer. Like, okay.
Oof, oof. Oof, oof. In here, boy?
Exactly.
Next.
Or maybe the dog just wanted out. You're right. Like, take me with
they probably didn't even take the dog. They probably just left. They left the door open. The dog. He fucking looked around. He's like, we ain't got no more TV. They took our fucking laptop. They took our MacBook. This place sucks.
They took his dog treats. He was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm hitting the streets.
I'm out of here.
Selling my doggy booty for some dog treats.
All right. What's up next?
All right. Let's see. I think I'm going to make this the last one.
Nice.
This man, someone caught video of a dude clutching to the trunk of a high-speeding car on the highway. And apparently...
John McClane.
It's like a domestic abuse thing.
He wasn't just hitting a ride.
Apparently, like, he beat up his girlfriend. She tried to dash on him. And then later on, people see him clinging to the back of the car. He had apparently, after he clung onto it, broke through the back window... And was just, like, hanging on from the inside.
This guy's the fucking T-1000.
Right. Right.
Bath salts.
There's not much else to
that's
do.
It. That's it.
He's just...
He just went after...
I respect it.
Right. Good this guy him. Does not give up.
Good for him.
All right, PG, any stupid people?
I got some stupid people. Flag and
eagle. Stupid people.
Sadly, me and Lou did not... talk beforehand because there was some overlap there.
All right,
but I got some other ones.
Okay,
I thought this one would be fun. I'm going to tell you what this woman did, and you're going to guess the blood alcohol content.
Oh, I love this.
All right.
Three.
We should make this a segment.
I should be. If there's more stories like this, there will be. All right, she's from Iowa City. She's been charged with public intoxication and urinated herself at an Iowa City gas station, and this is the second time in less than a year she's been charged with public intoxication. Now there's more. She was intoxicated, refused to leave a convenience store. Police came up and she told the cops, "On my mama's life, I will beat your ass."
she's just being fucking real with them.
They found her
with the cop.
She then moved on to the parking lot where she was cornered by the cops while leaning against the car trying to keep her balance. Slurred speech, poor balance, admitted to drinking two bottles of Black Velvet whiskey, and had urinated on herself. Then she was taken to the hospital, where she urinated again on herself.
Alright, keep talking.
Alright, guess the blood alcohol content from what she did.
0.18.
2.
2 is high.
2's very high.
I know. I was going to guess a little over 2.
Over 2?
Yeah, she drank like 2 full bottles.
Go 2-4 then.
I was going to say, let me guess 2-4. I'll go high.
You guys are not going to believe this number. She should be dead.
9.
0.439.
I've never heard a god off that high.
0.439.
Her blood was pretty much whiskey.
Yeah.
She was rocking. I've heard old guys talk about how like they got so drunk back in the World War II days that, you know, they had like... you know, fully alcoholic blood. Didn't think it could be done, but
yeah,
evidently that's half of your blood.
Now, this isn't even the first time. In August of 2013, this woman was charged with public intoxication after she posted a 0.43 4'6"2.
Damn. Oh, jeez.
When she was banging on doors and sitting in an apartment complex stairwell.
Jesus. Yo, we got Christ. Something to fucking to strive for come 4th of July.
0.439. She's the first woman to ever die of a hangover.
Oh my god, that is drunk.
That is real. That's a three.
That is
drunk.
Fred drunk. Fishbowl eyed drunk.
Our eyes are swimming in two different directions.
When she talks to you, she's like.
Apparently, she had the wherewithal to say that she's going to beat your ass to the cops, but holy fuck.
Again, she was just fucking being real with them.
Being real.
She wasn't feeling their shit. And she'll beat
that
ass.
Yeah, I was about to drink.
Do you know how bad I'll beat your ass right now?
You gotta handle a scotch.
She drank two bottles.
What was it called? It was like velvet.
Black velvet. Black velvet. Whiskey. Never had it?
No, I haven't had that.
It's cheap and gross.
Yeah.
I was going to say, with it name. Sounds like some it's devil spray.
All you got to do is mix it with Black Cherry America's Choice Cola.
You ever hear of Philadelphia whiskey?
No.
Nope. Yeah, exactly. It shares a separate shelf with fucking Philadelphia whiskey. With
Black Velvet and Philadelphia.
Comes in a plastic bottle.
Is that like the Georgie Vodka of whiskeys?
Yes.
Georgie Vodka is the worst thing ever.
Comes in a plastic jug.
It comes in a plastic bottle.
For $8 a gallon.
For probably cheaper. Philadelphia whiskey was like, when I was buying it, it was like $6 a handle. $6 a fifth.
So this woman was like, I got $18, let's go crazy. 0.439.
Yeah. Let's get retarded.
She's
in Iowa, bro. What else are you doing?
That's true.
Corn.
You're getting drunk or pissing yourself.
Yeah, I have fucking... Like, me and my buddy went through this phase when we had, like, no money.
It's called now.
We... No. I still have no money, but...
It's called present time.
I've done all of my liquor and beer
research. I'm the buddy.
I'm still going through that phase, actually.
Where we would buy all the shittiest beer, all the shittiest, like, wine and whatever... liquor, and for a while we were just drinking Carlo Rossi drugs like straight to the head. You guys ever have those?
No.
They're like $5 and you get one of those jugs that like down south turns into an instrument after.
Right. It's got 3X's painted on the side.
Right.
It's called 3X jug beer.
They're calling it like they give you like the Dionysus wine.
Yeah.
You're like, oh,
it
yeah.
might make you go blind.
Clear jug, white cap.
Yes, it is.
I'm pretty sure it's all one company. They just changed.
I believe a couple of bears were following behind them in a band.
You're like, do you want the
after enough of those, you think
do you want the Carlo Rossi or the Dionysus? They look exactly like two different labels.
Oh man,
you seem to have so much fun making that sound.
I enjoy it. How often can you make the sound?
One more time.
Nice.
Okay. Next story, Seekonk, Rhode Island.
Whoa, Seekonk, Rhode Island?
Seekonk, S-E-E-K-O-N-K.
Is this Suburbs I'm going to imagine. This
Rhode Island's a good place, go on.
All right, you guys ever work out at a Planet Fitness?
Oh, yeah.
I've ever worked there? No.
No, worked out there.
Oh, worked there, yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah, with me.
Many moons ago.
And I stopped bringing you because you were a distraction because you wouldn't do anything.
You were a lug. You kept lifting up heavy weights.
I was doing stuff, but I was like, man, you want to go already?
You were a bad influence because I want to do 20 minutes on the treadmill. And you're like, or we could leave. All right, let's go.
No, I'd do the 20 minutes, but you'd be all right. And I was huffing and puffing and shit, like sweating profusely all over the equipment.
Usually what you do at the gym.
No, but I mean like... Just walking in there, I'm already starting to sweat.
You know what's funny, Lou? I don't think I've ever seen...
Working out with Lou is fun, actually.
I've never seen you sweat a drip unless it's in this podcast room where you get the vapors.
It's like... It's weird. When I start working out, I sweat in places I didn't know like humans sweat.
You like nipple sweat?
No, but like... Like my glasses start getting loose Foggy. Because like my whole head is getting like sweaty and it's just...
You haven't sweat until your glasses.
You need a Florida dipper, bro. Just dip your nuts in some ice water, bro.
Right there.
I don't know if you can do that in Planet Fitness. Especially not while you're on the treadmill.
They should have buckets. They had buckets of ice water that you could just dip your genitals in.
Now, if they had an astropod. I used to
hang my nuts off the edge.
Oh, right in your butthole.
As I was benching. And I dipped my balls in a cooler full of ice as I was benching.
It's the best way to get.
Just to keep cool.
It's the best way to push that extra weight.
I think the coolest you can get the quickest is to stick an astropop up your asshole.
Okay. That is so syrupy and gross.
Yeah, let's not even get on this conversation. Cooling from the core.
It wouldn't be like that at all.
It would be like
that. Ow, that thing is fucking humongous. Why are you doing that?
I think Brian's tried this because he's brought this up a lot.
He just wants some fucking.
And not even on the podcast. Validation. In private conversation.
Look, man.
He just wants some validation. I don't care what you want to do. Just don't bring me to the podcast.
I haven't done it yet, but speculation, I think it'd be great. I think it'd be really cool you off.
I don't think that I would describe anything in my burn hole as great.
Well, I would describe my burn hole as my burn hole. It's a nice little wagon wheel.
It's the burn hole.
Okay. Let's move on from burn hole talk.
Thank you, Pete.
And I was wrong. It's not Rhode Island. I'm sorry. There was a Rhode Island police officer involved, but it's Seekonk, Massachusetts.
It's probably right on the border.
Seekonk.
So, there's a Planet Fitness gym there, and a man was caught putting surveillance cameras in the ladies' rooms.
Does that make him a bad person?
No, what makes him a stupid person is that he was filming as he set them up. So his face was on all the footage.
Genius. They were disposable cameras.
Genius.
Oh, that's low. Sorry about that, everybody at home. This is what I meant to put.
I am day drunk. Get ready to see my dick.
So he got caught.
Nice.
You don't
yep.
Say.
Enough said. Let's see. Panama City, Florida.
Panama.
In the Panama. Early morning hours of June 24th, employees of an area Walmart called police to report that a vehicle was awkwardly moving through the parking lot.
It was tipped to What's one a, side from fat people.
What is an awkward movement in a vehicle?
Meaning it was a school bus, and B, it was kind of moving kind of weird, you know, like jerking.
Like backwards?
Like maybe.
Not front to back, it was going side to side?
Police staggering. Arrived on the scene. Now, this is almost eerie.
Get
story
on the
first.
Bus and ride it.
And nobody was in the bus but a ghost.
No, there was a 12-year-old kid named Michael Wade Popst.
Was he a ghost?
He was a Venga boy.
Maybe Probst. I don't know, but the cops questioned him and said, who was driving it? And he said, a man named Constantine.
Constantine Constantinople. He's a ghost.
You really wanted to be a fucking ghost.
I do.
The Scooby-Doo gang was on the case.
You were sold on this being a ghost story before you heard any of the details.
What you I can't, see Scooby around every corner.
What you can't hear through that, through the audio, is the prolonged eye contact that Ken just made me as he did a very long, woo!
He grabbed Pete by the scruff of his shirt, got like 2 inches away from his eyes, was like, woo!
I'm a little shaken, actually.
Yeah, it's a ghost story, isn't it, Pete?
It turns out, kid lied, of course. But I thought it was creepy, the Constantine thing. I always think of the Keanu Reeves movie or the much better comic book or the TV series.
She's got a little spooky in here, right?
Yeah, it did.
Actually, the lights did just dim, which was weird.
There's no laughing matter, Pete.
It was a ghost story.
Speaking of
which, Constantine.
I was at fucking Adventureland the other day for our friend's like kids' party.
Sure you were.
I got to see you. The point is.
I saw you from the Target parking lot riding the swings.
The point is.
Whee!
I finally see what they did with that fucking haunted house and got rid of the tree.
I know.
Now that shit looks like Big Trouble in Little China, the ride.
Mm-hmm. Only now I'm more excited about it. Is Lopan there?
I don't like. No, he didn't say it like that.
Chainsaws.
Chainsaws. I don't like chainsaws.
Again, local amusement park Adventureland for everyone listening.
Honestly, I'm doing an awful job. They don't sound like retarded people.
I was going to say, it didn't sound like the fucking Wolverine bear.
Chainsaws. I don't like chainsaws.
Oh, no, Wolverine.
Oh, no, Wolverine. There's chainsaws out there.
Brian's not allowed to smoke before the show anymore. Yeah.
Well, I did a shitty impression, but it was...
He gets lost in his bear voice.
Bear voice.
He should actually smoke before every show, because bear voice is gold.
But,
bear voice to our Wolverine equals subscribers. By the way, thank you all, like, 100 and change subscribers that you have.
That's right. Tweet us Bear Yes if please, you enjoy great. This.
Please tweet. I'm still waiting for my first tweet that's not from my wife.
Get home.
Right. They stop Somehow. Fucking around with fucking Brian and Pete and get over here already.
The one tweet that I've ever got to this, the Paint It Black Twitter account was to make me Pope.
Hashtag Pope.
Ken Danny. Pope. It was Danny Crimmins. Yeah, and he's like, I vote for Kenny.
And he knows. I made him fucking a cardinal.
And somebody,
beer this man. American beer.
I'll beer him.
Thank you. American beers.
Fuck yeah.
America. Anyway, yeah, he stole a car and he's a shitty little kid and he claimed a ghost driving.
Did they fucking cane him for that?
Hopefully.
Good.
Fingers crossed. Let's go to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Where
shoot the J. Shoot it!
You know, this is, this is my favorite.
Prince.
This is my favorite kind of story with the stupid internet criminals. Because this guy is a... Oh, his name is James Woods, which is fun.
James like that actor? Woods?
Like the actor?
He broke into a person's home, stole credit cards, cash for a soccer tournament.
This
a
was checkbook. A family guy episode.
Cash for a soccer tournament?
It was a family home.
This was totally a Family Guy episode.
James Woods breaking into a home and steals it?
He goes in there, he's like, oh, dude, the envelope says cash for a soccer tournament.
Soccer tournament nice. Cash. Yes.
Ole, ole, ole.
Ole, 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 ole.
My girlfriend is hammered and drunkenly texting me.
What are you doing here?
Read them.
No, read she's them. Watching. She's in a soccer thing.
A drunk text.
I don't.
You should be taking liberties you normally don't get.
I get all the liberties. Anyway.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No,
Mr. Big Shot.
So this guy sold
credit. He's awaiting some premium rush.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Go ahead.
You're yo, cute. Man,
this is a premium rush.
Right.
There you go.
Yo, Lou.
He's a 26-year-old guy.
You're cute. Oh.
He's a 26-year-old guy and he's cute.
Okay.
Weird.
Tell right. us more.
Back on track. I was wrong about James Woods. James Woods was the victim. The actual criminal was named Nicholas Wigg, a 26-year-old man, who, when he broke into the house and stole all this shit, took an opportunity to stop by the guy's computer and check his Facebook account.
Oh.
Left himself signed in.
Update. Robin.
And got caught.
What a dick.
What a dick indeed.
Let me check the old feed. See what everyone else is. Let me see what Billy and Bobby are doing.
I'm going to see if anybody wrote on my wall. Am I tagged in this?
Oh, Bobby's at the movies. He'll even invite me.
What the fuck, man?
I'm going to, what do they call that?
I got money now. I could come.
You know what? I hate.
I'm going to check in while I'm doing this robbery.
I hate Facebook.
Nicholas Wigg is currently robbing.
I don't. I'm not on Facebook because I refuse. Like, I would hate to get caught in lies of being like, yeah, man, I'm not hanging out tonight. I'm just going to call at night. And then you're just like, post a Facebook photo of you like, have a great night ever. Like,
Brian's at the strip club.
No, it's Facebook gets you in some shit. It definitely does.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I fucking live by the Shaggy defense, though.
Wasn't me. I saw you banging on the counter.
There's photos of you. You're tagged in it.
Couldn't have been me.
You wrote a status update.
It was a mistake. I saw you in that same shirt.
Says Ken Scally says, I'm balls deep right now.
Nope. Couldn't have been me. Wasn't me.
But according to you, it said, make that booty clap, why don't you?
Nope. Some other nigga wrote that.
Alright.
I got hacked.
Right. You want to do a, I know it's a sort of subject, but I only got one more, and it's kind of a smart people story, and it's a World Cup related story.
I don't have a smart people.
No, but I thought we might change it up because it's a World Cup story.
It's like, na 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 na, smart people.
There's these, oh, nice, there you go.
All right.
There's a guy who made a very genius bet. His name is Tom Siversen of Norwegian. He's a Norwegian guy.
From Norwegian. He's from Norwegian.
You know, from Norwegia.
That's a made-up name if I've ever heard one.
Tom, what is it? Thomas Siversen?
Siversen.
Siversen.
What's your name? Tom Siversen.
Do you want to hear the bet that won him 5,600 krone?
That's what? Like $8.
It's about $1,000.
Holy shit. 5,600 krone sucks.
In human money?
You could get a lot of Norwegian work.
No, I was just impressed by this. Cause
I just bought Swedish fish with my krone.
This guy placed a bet for something that had 175 to 1 odds.
Sweden and Norway are what was different it? Countries.
He bet that Luis Suarez
would bite a dude.
Oh,
yeah, I heard he was getting 100.
God.
I heard he was getting 175 to 1 odds that would happen during the World Cup.
Yep.
And people saw, like, several people in the world bet, like, you know, $10, $5 that would happen. And, of course, this weekend, Luis Suarez bit Chiellini.
Siversen is one of these guys.
What did he win?
Money.
What did he bet? What was the initial bet?
It doesn't seem what the initial bet is. It was 175 to 179 or 175?
What does it matter?
175 to 1 odds. And he bet a few bucks and won $1,000. But it's in Norway, so who knows what the conversion is.
I'll do the conversion for you right now.
I'm bored, I'm bored, I'm bored.
That's worthless.
39 people. 39 people worldwide.
Creamed herring, a boatload of it.
According to BetSafe.com, 39 winners on this bet. So people actually put money on this.
Fucking 39.
That actually just made me smile that that happened.
Chomp. All right. So is that the end of Stupid People?
That's the end of Stupid People.
Oh, shit.
Do you want to try our new thing while we're on a World Cup topic?
Sure.
Well. Okay. Crack that window behind you.
Feel good. All right.
All right. So, while watching World Cup, me and Brian realized we know nothing about other countries.
Like, not even like the big ones, like England or France. Like, no.
Like we right.
Brian thinks they've got some fucking
no aeronautics. Zero.
Yes, we all learned today that you know nothing about England.
They have yet to discover flight.
They're flying around in propeller planes.
Who the hell is the Wright brothers?
Right. All England's got is a bunch of
North Carolina.
Airplanes. They're standing on their shoreline throwing paper airplanes into the sea.
Well, so we prepped.
They're still using umbrellas to fly.
We prepped a little quiz here,
mm-hmm.
right? This is how we're
yes.
structuring this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to ask you questions about one of the countries. In this case, Ghana.
I know about that country. You guys are fucked.
U.S.'s oh, first man. Opponent that we mm-hmm. Pretty much the only team we won against.
The whole point is that we're probably not going to do anything, and that is the like that's kind of like the American way is that we don't care about your country.
No, I know everything.
So I'm going to ask you these questions, mm-hmm. and going by your answers, I'm going to pronounce who is the most
the least American. American, the least American.
No, this is the most knowledgeable American, American mm-hmm. the no, truest no, no, no. American.
If you know something about another country, you're the least American. This is to
don't title bury you, the lead, Ken.
This is titling you the least American.
Ken, you need to calm down and start answering these questions wrong.
All right.
Okay,
so we're going for Ghana. Let's start off. Continent?
Africa.
Yeah.
That's yes, it is.
I'm going to say it's dark continent.
That was my favorite tweet I saw after the world, that right, first right. World Cup game was, yeah, it'll be a long flight back to Africa?
Let's say, what part of Africa? I know this. Start with Lil.
What part?
What part of Africa is Ghana in?
The Africa part.
What?
The black part.
Right.
Oh, man. It's like right. midway. Say I'm wrong. It's like midway at the western shore of Africa. It's
is it hot?
Considered western Africa. So, yes. It's
a coastal western African country.
All right. What's the next question, Pete?
Next question. What is the capital of Ghana?
Tin Hutville?
Tin Hutville.
Tin Hut.
Can you name a city?
Running long distances away.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Like black people in.
Lion Alley.
Yeah. I didn't even know Ghana had cities.
Right.
The new structure is like one big country.
The capital is just a large pile of rocks.
The capital,
with a flag in it.
The capital of Ghana is Ghana.
Ooh, I like that.
It's Pride Rock.
All right, I need for real answers.
Pride Rock.
All right, so yours is Ghana.
I don't even
Ghana.
Know a city in Ghana.
Yours is Ghana. I like it.
Pride Rock.
Pride Rock is Brian's.
I was gonna say like Ghana City.
Ghana no. City is a good guess, probably.
The correct answer is Accra, aka Pride Rock.
Accra, like I knew that shit.
Who?
It's an Accra in time.
Is the president? Of Ghana.
Come on now.
President.
Mambo Swahili.
The last king of Scotland.
Well, I can tell you this much. Ghana is a democratic country if they got a president. We call him President Mambo Jumbo Swahili.
Mambo Jumbo Swahili.
Mambo Jumbo.
Don't forget the... That's the title.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to native tongues. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Lou?
Fucking Mufasa.
Scar eventually took over after Mufasa met his end. Yeah.
Actually, the president is Simba now. Simba got in control.
Timon and Pumbaa are the cabin in the cabinet.
I want to hear you pronounce his name. Okay. Joseph Mambadushka.
His name is John.
Oh, it's close to Joseph.
Dramani. Matlama.
Okay, yeah, sure.
What is, as of 2012, the population of Ghana?
212 million.
Holy shit, that's exact. 200. I mean, like, it's pretty specific. You were just immediately.
Population of Ghana? 128
million. 128
mil.
I really have no idea. I'm sure it's not 212 million.
Oh, man. Well, you sounded way short.
I just threw a number out there arbitrarily.
I guess I'm going low.
97?
I'm going to say, like, 100 million.
Just 100?
Just 100.
Right. Well, they didn't win, right? So
yeah. I'm going to have to dock you all points because you're wrong.
Much lower than that? Yeah,
it's 25.3 million.
Bullshit.
Dude, there's no one there. Yeah. What the fuck?
The fact that they could shore up a decent team is pretty fucking good.
That means a good amount of their population is very is soccer on that proficient. Soccer
team. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next, official language of English. Ghana. English.
Clicks.
Clicks.
I lose.
And Lou?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Slightly better than English.
Right? Man, I don't know. I'm going to say the Queen's English.
They're very proper over there. Right. They have tea.
Right.
All right. What is the official or the predominant religion of Ghana?
Christianity.
Christianity for Ken.
Heathen gods.
Wait. I didn't know I could go with the arbitrary things. I was going with the rock and the sun. They worship the spear, the rock, and the sun.
Whoa.
What is it?
The mud hut.
Right.
The rock and the sun.
Nah, I'm going to say that the white man brought them fucking Christian gods. White man brought them white gods. Christianity.
Okay, Lou.
Oh, man.
Heathen gods, I said, by the way.
Shit, I don't know. Maybe. What did they believe in Ace Ventura 2?
Wachutus?
Wachutus.
Right. Shikaka.
Oh, man.
Quintuocha?
Yeah.
Quintuocha.
White devil.
Okay.
What's the answer?
You win that fucking. Christian is the correct answer. They are a 75% Christian country.
Sure they are. They worship the rock, the spear, and the sun.
Right.
The arbitrary figures.
Okay. Describe the Ghana flag.
Oh, this is easy. Who wants to go first? I know this.
All right, you go first then, bro.
Right, it's a yellow, red, and green bar with a black star on the left side.
Okay. Which are you going to? All right.
It's the Bacardi logo with...
You got this.
It's the Bacardi logo on a bonfire full of shadows with spears.
Okay. Lou?
Interesting. I'm going to say it's a yellow and black portrait of Rasta Mouse.
Macaroni portrait.
Right.
You guys know way more about Guyanese fucking.
All right, next one. Name the anthem, the national anthem of Ghana.
I got it.
Give them national anthems over there.
They have a national anthem.
Ghana is the greatest country on earth.
Which Guyanese fucking national anthem, you weirdo?
YouTube.
I've got it locked and loaded at all times.
Oh man, it's crazy.
The theme is called "Seriously, We're Our Country, No Doubt."
Ken,
Banging on two drums.
Banging on two drums. Okay. Next question. Oh, it's cool. The actual correct answer is God bless our homeland, Ghana.
Nah, no, that's not the correct answer. The correct answer was obviously Rasta Mouse.
Right.
It kind of went like this, like.
And do the Africa face. You ever see,
Señor!
You ever see Get Him to the Greek, or is it?
Like, that song is obviously just to appease their white overlords. They're like, God bless our country, Ghana.
What is the currency of Ghana?
The Guyanese cedar.
The cedar.
The currency of Ghana is white people in Range Rovers promises. Okay, that's the currency.
And Lou?
Doesn't get you very far, but...
Right. Yeah, I don't know, fucking... Warthog tusks or something.
Yes.
Warthog tusks.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
That might be worth something, right?
It's worth a lot to me.
Right.
I'll give you at least a couple pounds sterling for that.
You know, poachers are a big deal in Ghana.
All right, let's see.
No. But how did this motherfucker, the Guyanese...
Sita.
Which is so
what
right.
The fuck?
He's totally right.
Yeah, you got it right.
It's the Seti, but I'm not... It's CDI, it? But I'm not gonna... I don't know if that's a correct pronunciation.
I just made up a fucking word.
Wait, really?
Yes, I 100%.
Holy shit.
No. Right there.
Oh,
what did I say?
Man.
You said Sita, and it said E. It's
close.
You were
man.
A letter off. I'm awarding it to you.
I was spelling it with the S.
All right, Pete, so...
All right, that's the list. I'm seeing if I have any other questions. I can quickly.
Come on, bring up a couple more. I know all about these guys and these people. Obviously.
For extra credit, they're black.
Number one export.
What is their form of legislature?
Form of legislature? K paintings.
I was going to say they draw rocks.
Draw rocks. Lou?
Oh, wait, no. I take mine back. It's obviously a pissing contest. Who could piss the farthest?
Pissing contest?
Jacking off dudes and they're knocked out.
I'm sorry, that was the Congo.
Actually the proper way to bring somebody back to fucking consciousness after they're knocked out. Reach down his pants, jerk that some bitch off.
That's what they do.
That's what you All gotta right. do. That's
well,
what
somebody does.
Lou, you wanna... throw an answer out there.
I don't think I have anything better than fucking cave rocks like these motherfuckers.
Cave paintings, they're called. Well, the last one, let's do the last one. Export.
I'm looking for that answer.
Export? Everything. People.
Light-skinned black brothers.
Light-skinned black brothers.
Just saying, like...
The nominity.
Do they have an export? Let's do... Let's do their biggest export.
Okay, I have a list of exports.
They're citizens so, trying to get the fuck out of
there. Start shouting things out, and I'm going to award a point to everyone you get right.
Bananas.
You have 30 seconds. Go.
Bananas, apples, bananas. Oil.
They have an abundance...
Children, slaves, nappy-headed little kids.
They have an abundance of flies that just like to stick
Rocks.
On your eyeballs.
high jumpers.
Hold on. Natural gas.
I'm working overtime here. Keep going.
Big boners.
Oh. Athletic.
Big boners.
Big okay. swinging dicks.
Big swinging dicks.
Yes.
That's a point.
Lion fur.
How about...
Giraffes.
Fucking...
Okay, time.
Animal bone nose piercings.
Oh, that's... No, that's South America.
Time for right. the most racist segment we've ever done. Ever.
No, wait till next week when we do like a different region.
Here are the results as I find them. Mm-hmm. Ken, you are the most educated man in the room.
I'm the least American? No way!
With 6 correct answers.
Oh, Let's, my God.
What did I get correct? Let's talk about them.
You got religion.
Well, Christianity.
You got the capital.
What was the capital?
You didn't get the capital. I didn't mark them down. I just got hash marks here.
I said the capital of Ghana was Ghana.
You crushed a lot of those exports. You got their...
Bananas, apparently.
Bananas was a big...
No, he was throwing out things like natural gas and shit.
And slaves.
I think you got the official language.
Which was English?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up, Pete.
What?
They live in Africa.
English, right there. Motherfucker, do you speak it?
Right.
They're a UK colony.
Their official language is fucking
The
English.
Only other person to get a correct point was Lou.
With the Queen's English.
With the Queen's English.
So, wait. British Hulk.
Lou's right, I'm wrong.
In Ghana. So sorry about the bananas.
Terry, sorry. Hope you clear up your lion problem.
Sorry about the bananas.
So what do we... This is what we learned about Ghana.
Now, wait. We're not done. Now to tally up the real points.
Oh,
right. Who's the most American?
American.
Ken, you provided 5 really incorrect answers.
Let's hear them.
I didn't write them down.
Come on, you're a terrible host.
No.
It's the first time we're doing this. I'm figuring this out.
We're figuring it out.
Lou.
Yeah.
You provided 6 incorrect answers.
Yes.
That I caught. I'm telling you, I'm going by the seat of my pants here. Brian, for getting nothing right and 10 wrong answers. You are the most American.
I knew we could do it.
I will remind everyone, Brian came up with this game.
Dude, I think this was a hilarious game, man. Like, because like we're gonna do all regions. Like,
the only reason that I knew anything about Ghana too, was
you knew way more than I thought.
Yeah. We played them in soccer like 2 weeks ago. I Googled.
Well,
them.
Next week we're doing what? Portugal.
What? Portuguese. What?
In preparation for a televised sport, you Google the opposing team.
I realized I knew nothing about fucking like, about Guyanese people.
I learned a little bit about Ghana. Like,
you don't know enough about Ghana.
Right.
I Googled Guyana too. You want to fucking... I Google things that I don't know, Lou. I'm sorry that I like to be informed.
I'm just saying, like, that's a weird trigger for you.
Well,
like, sports.
I thought it was in South America is what...
Ghana? That's Guyanese.
Yeah, I got it mixed
like
up.
Like a boy Guyana, right?
That's who I thought we were playing. I'm like, man, these fucking... They're supposed to be Indians.
Ken's trying to hide his true, like, knowledge right here. He's a scholar, this
Ken
man.
Ken doesn't want to tell anybody that he's secretly a super genius.
I think that you rigged the game based on my answers.
Ken rolls blunts using dictionary pages.
Yeah, the official language of Ghana is English.
It was English. Why would you say English? I said clicks.
I don't know.
All right.
I feel like the cat's out of the bag English. On how this game works. So nobody's ever going to provide a proper answer again.
The point is to be retardedly funny. And
I'm going to try to give you as many real answers as I can.
Next week is Portugal?
No, let's not do that.
I'm not telling what the country is.
Like so you're going to prepare it next week?
I'll prepare it next week. I'll pick one arbitrarily.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pick Portugal because they're a bunch of scumbags over there. I hate the Portuguese.
I won't pick the Portuguese.
Have you researched them?
No.
Pick the South.
After Googling them...
After Googling fucking Lou, I don't like him anymore.
Okay. All right. We have one more game we like to play here.
Oh, shit. I didn't prepare.
Hashtag.
I didn't even remember the stories.
All right. I'm going to read off. We'll just do the stupid people stories. Mm-hmm. And I will tally the scores. So first story, I'll read them off first, is the Iowa woman with a 0.439 blood alcohol content. We got the suspect who placed hidden cameras and recorded himself doing it. We got the, the mystery bus driven by Constantine. We got the burglar that signed into Facebook. All right,
so what's the first one?
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
First one, Iowa City woman had a 0.39 VAC.
Okay, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, oh my god, what's the stupid baseball movie?
Major League?
No. It's really
Angels in the Outfield?
No.
Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, I was gonna say that
one. What was the one?
It's a Kevin Costner one.
Full Durham?
It's a Kevin Costner. Field of Dreams? Field of Dreams?
This is
it's
really
not 3.7. This is Iowa.
Womp womp.
Alright, yeah.
Yeah. That was a lot of build up.
I couldn't remember the goddamn of the movie, you know.
There's a lot of build up there.
Hashtag burp.
Ken's in the lead.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say hashtag mama said knock you out.
All right, I'm going to give that to Lou.
Damn, Lou.
Because he remembered details from the story.
Oh, shit.
She did say something about her mother.
I bet you Googled it, didn't you?
Okay, next one. Seekonk. Matt. I just like saying the name of that town. Guy who placed a hidden camera in a Planet Fitness and recorded himself installing them.
Lou?
Shit. I don't know. Give me a second.
Hashtag hidden conk.
Hidden conk.
Hashtag in plain sight.
In plain sight. Not bad. Lou, last chance?
I don't know. Hashtag say... Cheeks.
Say cheeks? Yeah. I'm so giving you a point.
I don't know.
That's like, awful. You get a point.
Cheese, because he's taking pictures of women's bare asses.
Butts?
How do you know he was taking butts and not boobs?
I don't know.
You were with him.
From a toilet? On it.
Let's do the next one. Let's do the kid who stole the bus and claimed that a ghost named Constantine was driving.
Hashtag imaginary friends.
Imaginary friends.
Hashtag excellent adventure. I don't know.
Hashtag bus of spooks.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think he was black.
Just feels wrong when
that
you
was
say
really
it.
Racist.
You're right. I tried to make it a Keanu Reeves thing.
What was yours again, Lou?
I said Excellent Adventure.
I give it to Lou again.
It wasn't great, but
yours just felt wrong, Brian.
Brian just went all fucking Gran Turismo or whatever it was.
All right, let's
go fuck yourself.
Let's do the burglar who signed into Facebook and got caught while he was burglarizing a house.
Hashtag let me take a selfie.
Oh. I like that.
Let me take a selfie.
Hashtag Grand Theft Robbery or something.
Oh my God.
Right.
The hashtag game, rough tonight.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I don't like it, though.
Grand Theft Robbery.
Just for its sheer obvious nature.
That's the dumbest I've ever heard. Literally the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right. Who has
like,
the
hashtag caught using Facebook.
I'm going to give Brian the point because holy crap.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Robbery, bro.
You should give my boy the point for all that weed that Brian smoked.
All right. We got a winner. Lou has run away with this one. 3 out of 4. Brian eked in at the last one with a point so bad it was good.
Woo!
Alright, time to wrap this up.
Say cheeks.
Alright, that's my victory.
Say cheeks, Lou. You won.
Say cheeks.
Alright, let's do some movies.
Price of admission, G.
Alright, first one out. Big one this week. Made a lot of money already. Transformers Age of Extinction.
What? No.
No.
Nice.
I think we found a Transformer. That's what I keep hearing. He's from bumfuck Texas in this movie, and he's still got a Boston accent.
This is the second movie this year he's done in like from a guy from Texas, and he's just like from Massachusetts.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, he should always play a guy from Massachusetts because he can't get out of that.
Yeah.
He can't act.
Well, that's what happens when you're...
Every movie he's in is fucking great.
What? No!
What? No, we've done this. We've done this before. I'm not doing the Mark Wahlberg defense game.
Listen.
Because then somebody throws out Max Payne, and then everybody gets all upset.
He's Max only Payne, good, I think, in, like, comedic roles.
No way.
Right. Well, here's what we know about
this movie.
What
about The Departed?
He was funny in that, man.
He was the angry boss.
He was funny as hell.
All right.
And plus, he didn't have to play
you
from Boston.
You guys are like such snooty movie guys. I gotta stay, movie and music, I gotta stay away from with you guys. Rod Stewart, I get my fucking... he's a fucking 100 million... He's still hundreds
years
of millions
old?
Of albums. Hundreds of millions of albums. He could crush you with his wallet.
He probably could if he could fucking get it out of his pocket with his frail old arms.
He'll pay somebody to do that and crush you with it. He's gonna lock you in his bank vault. And your only thing to sustain yourself is money, and you'll survive forever.
Let's
you can
talk
money forever.
Let's talk Transformers for a minute. Let's get back on to.
I heard this movie sucked.
Where we left off. This movie is.
Yeah, Marky Mark's the best. By the way, this
sucks. Okay. You can stick him in a dead fucking movie, and it's obviously not going to be good. He probably got paid hundreds of millions of dollars to do this.
Well, let's point out that this movie made, like, over $100 million this weekend.
Because people are stupid.
It's 2 hours and 37 minutes.
That's a fucking long movie.
Which is way too long for a Transformers movie. And it's directed by Michael Bay.
I think Michael Bay was just trying to kill the audience before he had to do any more Transformers. He wanted to give everyone seizures. 2.5 hours
he's
worth
the only
of
thing,
explosions and fast-moving things.
He's the only thing that's made it through all the movies. Even Optimus Prime took a break, I think. Right? Like,
Who knows who's seen these last 3 movies?
I didn't see the new one.
I haven't seen... Like, I saw the second one, and that was enough.
Let's see who's in it. Mark Wahlberg, of course.
Marky Mark.
Stanley Tucci. We got Kelsey Grammer is apparently in it.
Fucking Kelsey
Grammer. Dug that
we got John Goodman is a Transformer.
John Candy is Optimus Prime.
Is there a heavy, sweaty Transformer in there?
We got a TJ Miller, who I enjoy. We have my favorite new name of an actress ever, which is Bing Bing Lee.
Oh, that's racist.
Yeah.
This list.
I'll give you a couple of guesses what nationality she's from.
American?
German? Ghana!
She's got to be Guyanese.
Bing Bing Lee.
Right. What's her favorite sport?
Soccer.
Chinese checkers.
Chinese checkers.
It's obviously ping ping pong.
Oh, Lou, you crafty bastard.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Can't wait till we do one of them Asian cookies.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Woo. All right, what's the...
We're going to play a little Rotten Tomatoes.
Let's do it.
We need that theme.
Oh, yeah, theme it up. Yeah.
This should be it.
I'm waiting for... Whoops. Sorry, I hit the Ghana theme instead.
Okay, nice. All right, who wants to start it off? Closest
zero.
Without going over to
I heard
the
what's
score.
Zero.
Zero for 10. You're starting low.
I heard what's his face apologize. Michael Bay apologized. He's like, I don't care if people don't like it. Blah, blah. I'm gonna say 18.
18%.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, these guys are like, I think, right on the money.
0 and 18. Hate this movie.
I just, they keep getting worse. They keep progressively. Yeah. It's
all right. So just throw out a number.
And then critics, they don't want to watch that dumb shit.
So throw out a number, bro.
I'm wondering if I should go a little bit higher or a little bit lower than you. It's
so just throw 1 or 19. Those are your two numbers.
I'll give it a 10. I have some leeway.
That's a good decision because Brian went over by 1 point.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
It's a 17%er.
Too bad I didn't win with 0.
Yeah, right? That's a good move. It's strategy.
All right, next one.
Yo, were there Dinobots in this one or the previous one?
Dinobots is stupid.
Yo, because I want them to be in there, but I still want them to be like crazy derpy. You know?
Crazy derpy?
Yeah. You know, like they were fucking like half retarded in the cartoon. Like
Dino want to eat.
Like that was the whole shit. Like they needed adult supervision whenever they came around.
All right, next movie. Let's do the next one. Next movie is a spoof of the romantic comedy genre. Called They Came Together, directed by David Wayne, also who did like Wet Hot American Summer and all those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a great movie.
Who was it directed by?
David Wayne.
Oh, I thought you said Damon Wayne.
No,
said Bruce
Wayne.
I was going to say it's Brian's kind of movie then.
I love it.
This movie stars, let's see, we got your Paul Rudds, you got your Amy Poehlers, you got your Ed Helms, you got your Kobe Smulders. You got pretty much everyone who's done a comedy in the past couple years is in there.
68% for me.
68.
Nah, fucking 69.
68?
69.
69?
Yeah, it's a scientific number.
Scientific.
Well, it's a spoof. So right then and there, I don't want to say more than 50. So I will give it a 35.
You'd be wrong.
36.
I like your process. 36 for Brian. Ken wins. Again,
wow.
1 point is the difference. To 70%.
Wow.
69.
On a fucking spoof movie?
I don't. It's not a Wayan spoof. I think that's what
you mean. Like those fucking movies that like
Wet Hot American Summer was a cult classic, though. You got to take that.
Yeah,
into consideration.
And that's a spoof.
Are we talking like
a smart spoof?
Yeah, right.
Are we talking like the fucking super dated jokes about pop culture?
No.
Until oh
no,
that's
not
what
that.
I thought you meant like a Meet the Spartans kind of.
Not that kind of
spoof. All right.
Yo, and those are from five of the six guys who wrote Scary Movie. Those like
right.
All five white guys.
Exactly.
All right, last movie, and this is one I hadn't heard of until now. It's called Snowpiercer.
Is it a porno?
No, it's not. It's a sci-fi.
Sounds like a black white porno.
Big black guy slaying white chicks with his big thick cock.
The first Eskimo porn ever.
This is a
how
2-hour science fiction epic from director Bong Joon-ho.
Whoa!
About
another one.
Bang your ho,
after
baby.
A failed global warming experiment kills off most of the planet, the final survivors board the Snowpiercer, a train that travels around the globe. Globe via a perpetual motion engine. When cryptic messages incite
zero.
The passengers to revolt, the train thrusts full throttle towards disaster, and it stars Captain America, Chris Evans.
Was
zero.
Was the director's name a fucking Spanish guy saying Bang Joon-ho?
Joon-ho Bong.
Bang Joon-ho.
Zero.
Oh, wait. No. Oh, I guess because it's Asian. Because at one point it says Bong Joon-ho, and the next one it says Joon-hong Ba.
Bing-bong-bong.
Joon-ho Ba.
Right.
Zero.
0%
Wow.
0% Sounds awful. Okay. The best thing you said was Chris Evans.
12.
12 for Ken and Lou?
No, I think it could be a little better. The synopsis isn't great, but I don't know enough about it. I will go midway, like 40.
See, I chose this movie because I've been hearing that this is the undiscovered hit of the summer, like the best movie of the summer.
And Bry's a winner with 0.
94% Whoa. Critically.
Fuck that. From Bing Joon-ho?
Yeah.
From Bang Joon-ho's. Bang Joon-ho's, bro.
Who also directed The Host.
Which is about definitely a porno.
And Muffler?
Mother. Total pornos.
Which I never Muffler? Saw. I don't think I saw either of those.
Muffler, right. Did you say?
I gotta disagree with this, Bang Joon-ho.
Did you see the movie?
Nope.
Then I don't know what your stance is.
It sounds like Al Gore. It sounds like Al Gore wrote it.
92% of critics, but Brian's got a weird feeling.
We're feeling this is going to be a stinker. This does not have my approval.
You put the stamp on it.
All right. Pretty much done. I think we're getting Pacific Rim 2.
Are we really?
That's happening.
That's awesome. Sorry. That was sweet.
Nice.
So that's going to happen. And we're getting Rambo 5.
Fuck awesome. Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about that yet, but that's happening.
Nice. Is he in a wheelchair? Is he
as
like
long
a
as he survives.
Rambo 5.
If Stallone
assisted
makes it.
Living.
If Stallone. If Rambo telling stories to fucking. It's an old Rambo with like gray hair telling stories and the American flag bandana. Telling stories to like little kids sitting around him at the old folks' home.
It could be. You, Rambo has to infiltrate the old folks' home.
You know
that's in like Uganda.
When you're in war, you have to kill your enemy. All right, Grandpa Rambo, you should just chill out. You're not there.
Right. He has flashbacks while they're trying to help
they
him take
drew
a shit.
First blood.
Right.
You know
they drew first blood.
I can't stop. I can't like, turn
yeah,
it
yeah,
off.
Yeah,
they drew first blood.
You told us about this a million times.
It's like no, they just put an IV in.
No,
Grandpa.
They just took your blood, Grandpa. Just chill out.
Right.
They drew it first.
Alright. I gotta pee.
Alright.
Let's call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics, like us on Facebook, and email us at paintblackcomics@gmail.com. And that's about it. Follow other shows, A-Squad, Disenfranchised, Politwits, and...
Disenfranchised will be back one day.
Yes, it will.
Eventually.
I thought there'd be a World Cup edition. Mm-hmm.
We thought there would be a lot of editions.
For myself, Pete, Brian, Ken, Lou, close the door behind you.